Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, Diana Furchgott Roth. She's so smart, and we always enjoy having her here. She's the director of economics21.org. Diana, tell us about Economics 21.
Economics 21 is the Manhattan Institute's economics portal. You can sign up to get our daily e-brief by going to economics21.org. You'll get the best economics op-eds of the day right in your inbox at 8:45.
There you go. She's exactly right. Comes in every time I get it. I'm a happy subscriber. So, folks, check it out. And all the other things that Diana has produced, her books. Women's Figures is an outstanding book. She's co-authored a book called Disinherited. I think that's the brand new one with Jared Meyer. Diana, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about a couple of three things it's going on right now. I was really happy that right out of the box, President Trump said, if you're a part of the government and you're about to implement a new regulation, you can't do that until you get rid of two more. I like that.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. It's really great that President Obama and all his cabinet secretaries are standing up against the flood of regulations.
Now, what I would rather he had said, and what I'm still hoping he'll say. Because I know he listens to my show all the time, and I've been advocating this for years, and I've advocated it with some of his people in his transition team, including Stephen Moore, and that is that every regulation, every single one of them, has a 5-year sunset, and at the end of 5 years, if you can't justify it to renew it, not just let it go through, but renew it again for cause, it has to go away 5 years. What do you think?
Yes, I think that that's excellent. Also, we should just have spending for every year rather than doing it in multiple years. So if something is not renewed that year, it doesn't get spent the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just like in a normal corporation's budget.
That's exactly right.
Rather than having these entitlements and these regulations that go year to year,
and if you don't need what you were given, don't spend it just so you won't lose it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, President Trump also took a strong stand against the fiduciary rule. He wrote a memo
for the financial advisors. Go ahead. I reported on that this week. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. That's the fiduciary rule that says financial advisors have to act in the best interest of their clients, which is a very ambiguous definition that can lead to a lot of lawsuits. Because if your portfolio goes down, you can sue your financial advisor saying you didn't act in my own best interest. It would have also prevented commission-based payment of your advisor. So in order to get a financial advisor, you would have had to pay up
front.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, we talked about this at length with a financial planner, a certified financial planner earlier this week, folks. If you missed that, you can go back on my website. You can go back and hear all of that. I think that was Monday or Tuesday. So Diana, what do you see coming up on tax reform? I'm anxious to hear how the tax reform is going to roll out.
Well, yesterday Secretary Mnuchin said that it was going to be done by August, so I think that's a really excellent goal. It's very important that the corporate tax rate be lowered. That's one reason the stock market has increased so much, because they are forecasting that the top corporate rate is going to come down from 39% to about 15 or 20. That's going to attract billions of dollars back in the United States, which is going to increase companies' earnings. So that's a big rationale for the run-up in the stock market, and we need that to happen as soon as possible.
When do you think we'll get it?
Well, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said we were going to get it by August.
And I heard he just said that yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, he certainly knows a lot more than I do about it.
And if they get it by August, that'll increase the chances it'll be retroactive to January 1, right?
Very possibly, yes.
That's been one of the things that I heard them say early on, is that whatever they do will be retroactive.
Right, exactly, yes. So anyway, so that would do more.
What about the border tax to try to balance the budget? Is that a bad thing? It sounds a little protectionist to me.
European countries with value-added taxes, all the other countries with value-added taxes have it. So what they do is they do not give a tax credit for an import, and they give a tax break for an export. That drives economic growth also.
Right. So are you in favor of a border tax as part of the reform?
I think it's certainly worth considering. However, the Senate is not in favor of it, so we have to see how.
I hate the idea of adding any new tax regime. I don't like that idea. Hey, Diana, I've got to wrap it up. Economics21.org is her website. Diana, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you on your program.
Keep up the good work, Diana Furscott Roth, ladies and gentlemen. She's working hard for you and me out there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.